Welcome to Money Grows on Trees.
Money does grow on trees.
A podcast full of practical, real-life money lessons that you wish you learned in school. Lloyd is a former lawyer turned lifestyle entrepreneur. In each episode, he'll be answering the tough questions around money, investing, and entrepreneurship to help you transform your money mindset and move you closer to achieving your financial goals. Now, let the class begin. Here's your host, Lloyd Ross.
All right, welcome back to the show, Money Grows on Trees podcast. My name's Lloyd Ross. This episode is titled Financial Peace. Financial Peace. We may even retitle it Financial Peace Comes Before Financial Freedom. It's quite a long title, so maybe not as catchy. Financial Peace. How to achieve financial peace, how to achieve financial freedom. I'm going to leave that up to you, Phil, to choose the title. But this is really what I want to impart to you on this lesson. A lot of people are looking for financial freedom when in essence they should be trying to achieve some sort of financial peace first. In my opinion, financial peace comes before financial freedom. Okay? You got to take baby steps. You got to what? Crawl before you can walk. Okay? So achieving some level of financial stability, which is peace, comes before going to the next step of financial freedom. Okay? Now, this is just how I've done it, okay? And this is what I want to, the lesson I want to impart to you on this episode, is it's easier to achieve financial peace than it is to achieve financial freedom. So you've got to take one step at a time. So what do I mean by financial peace and financial freedom? Let me just clarify. Financial peace is when money's not a daily problem for you, or even a weekly problem, or even a monthly problem, okay? Maybe it's a yearly problem, but you've got enough financial, stability so that you're not worrying every day about it and it's not dictating your life and your behavior and all this type of stuff, right? And what that looks like is this. Someone who's at financial peace has a fully funded emergency account of up to 3 or 4 months of their income, okay, or expenses. Someone who has very little to no debt, or certainly if you have a mortgage, very manageable debt, a lot of equity in your house, very low debt. Someone who has more than one income stream, because it's risky to just have one income stream. Someone who has, you know, some sort of share portfolio that they're building up over time, some sort of savings program that's like that, okay? So it's not just emergency fund. You're building up your wealth to have more than you need, okay? Now, someone who's in that boat is generally pretty peaceful when it comes to their finances. They've achieved a level of financial peace. Do they have financial freedom? No. Because they're still going to their job, they're still hustling at their second income, they're still building their portfolio, they're still paying off, you know, but they have a level of peace whereby their life is not in shambles financially day to day, week to week. Like, for example, if something popped up, like the car broke down or they lost their job or, you know, some sort of traumatic life event happened or they had to quickly go somewhere to see someone who's sick, it doesn't put them in the hole, basically. It doesn't, like, completely destroy their finances. They don't have to ask to borrow money. They don't, you know, like, it doesn't kill them, basically. So someone who's in that position has financial peace, okay? Now, financial freedom is different. Financial freedom, when you have that, it means that you can stop working right now on your job and your businesses, and you can still maintain your current lifestyle for the rest of your life. That is financial freedom. Infinitely harder to get. There's no doubt about that, right? And how you achieve financial freedom is your assets, your real estate or your shares, that your portfolio has to be large enough to be able to give you passive income. Remember, passive income is either rental income or dividends from shares, okay? You have to have enough passive income to actually cover your expenses. Now, if you get there, you don't have to work again, you can keep your same lifestyle, you're effectively, you know, free financially, okay? So which one's easier to get to first? Well, in my opinion, you have to get to financial peace first before you get to financial freedom. That's how I did it. I mean, that's not everyone. Someone might, you know, go and create a company, you know, and sell the company for like $50 million or something, and they've got financial freedom, right? But they wouldn't probably have been able to build the company effectively unless they had some sort of financial peace, because companies are thirsty cash creatures. They need money, right? And if you're not very good at managing money, even for your own personal household, you're going to struggle to do that in a business that's going to succeed, that's worth that much, okay? So I still think, no matter what, even the entrepreneurs that are amazing that go create that, they still have to have had some level of financial peace beforehand so that they could focus, invest in their business, you know, make decisive decisions, and then weren't cash-strapped necessarily, okay? So I would encourage you, if you have dreams of financial freedom, which is amazing, and it ought to be on your vision board, it's a wonderful journey and goal to go on, one of the best. In fact, if you don't have financial freedom at the top of your goals list, like, that's an absolute legacy piece for your family, yourself. It's an awesome journey because it allows you to level up. That's why I called my second book Money Buys Happiness, because it's the journey towards making money the right way and the freedom that gives you joy. It's the journey, right? And also when you get there, you can make other people happy too, which makes you happy. And you can have freedom, which gives you choice and makes you happy. So if you haven't grabbed that book, if you go to www.moneybuyshappiness.com, wait, stop. www.moneybuyshappinessbook.com is the correct address, okay? moneybuyshappinessbook.com. You go there, you can grab it, $9. You get the free audio with that one and 2 free coaching sessions with Mel, 2 financial coaching sessions, right, if you do that. So the reason I called it that is because it does make you happy if you're on that journey. You notice how you're really unhappy if you don't have a goal or a journey to go on and you're kind of just swilling around and you're stagnant? Well, getting on the financial freedom goal journey is a wonderful way to stay happy, okay? And I think it'll help you if you can attack financial peace first. Now, I gave you some, at the start of this episode, I gave you a couple of things there that have to be in place for you to have some level of financial peace. So if you have written that down, and go back and listen to it and write it down, they're your goals to hit to have the financial peace. And once you get there, then you turn your targets towards, okay, what do I need to do now? Who do I have to become? What vehicle do I need? Is it my job or is it a different business vehicle? What do I have to learn about investing to be able to get to financial freedom? And how much time am I going to give myself? Because it's not an overnight thing, right? You know, my dad was saying the other day, you know, it takes 20 years to be an overnight success. People are looking for microwave success in everything they do. I've been on this, I guess you could call it, millionaire journey for probably, I started investing 15 years, right? And I feel like the next 5 are just going to be like scaled massively from the previous 15. So when I get there, I'll be like, well, it does. It's 20 years to be an overnight success, because the journey to success land or financial freedom land is like, it's not smooth and it's not straight line. Like, I remember I started out in a job in Abu Dhabi, a 9-to-5 in Abu Dhabi with a long 3-hour commute every day. That's where I started, like really started. And, well, I guess you could say I started in real estate when I was 20 selling and leasing, you know, in real estate. That's a long journey. Went out of there, back to uni, back into a job, 5 years there, came back into real estate here, sold for 7 years there, started a side hustle on network marketing, scaled that, now doing other stuff with the books and the podcast and coaching and so on. But that my journey is flipping really wild. It's like, you look at my degrees from uni, they don't match up to what I did. I was flipping in the middle of the Middle East, and then I was selling real estate, and then, you know, it was just all over the place. But I kept going towards this journey of financial freedom because I wanted to get there. That was my end goal, okay? But in my early 20s, so mid-20s, I'll say, actually, I had a goal of getting to financial peace. So I didn't have any debt. I paid off my credit cards. I room shared with my friends to reduce my costs. I started investing in shares. I had an emergency fund, I built up some cash, and it just gave me some choices. Like, it gave me the choice to resign and leave and go into property. It gave me the money to be able to fund my way into a commission-only sales role in property. And it also allowed me to start network marketing as a side hustle. And that propelled our share portfolio, which gave us enough passive income. And it's all compounded, okay? But what I'm saying to you is, it's not smooth. I didn't know what I wanted to be when I grew up, and you might be the same. That's totally okay. What allowed me to go through those moments of hardship when I was selling, I remember I went to Mackay once. I had 12 home appointments to sell property, these people's homes, walk in there cold and sell them. I flew there for a week. I came back. I didn't make one sale. Like, brutal. I was like, okay, what did I learn? How can I get better, right? So there's moments of my past where it's just been like, flipping heck, is this going to work out, right? But in my mind and in my heart, I had this financial freedom vision, okay, this goal. But I definitely hit financial peace first. I did that in my mid-20s. It just allowed me to run towards the financial freedom goal. Now, what that would be, once I achieve financial peace in my mid-20s, I then, I've been at it for like 13 years towards a financial freedom goal, okay? It was another 10 years. Like, it's not short. It is short for some. Okay, let's be honest. Like, people out there are amazing. They can achieve. That wasn't me. I didn't have any talents. We all have a little specialties and talents and stuff. But there was not one thing where I was like born to do that, I guess you could say. So what I've been very good at is learning to be sucky at stuff for long enough to get good enough. I think that's probably my superpower. Caring less about what people think. But definitely financial peace first, then into financial freedom. Okay, the financial peace is easier to achieve. It's faster. You can get there sooner. But once you get there, then go for the financial freedom goal, but understand it could take you 10 or 15 years. Is it worthy? Absolutely. Because once you hit 50 or 60 or 70, and again, if you're already at those ages, that's okay. It's the journey that is the fun. Okay, I got a friend of mine. I was with her, flipping heck. We're on a weekend. Where were we? In Brisbane on the weekend at a big event. My wife was speaking there. And she hops up. This lady's name's Dawn. Might get her on the show, actually. She's 76. I don't want to say her age, but I think it's like that. She started like a business at 62, solo. Had split from her husband, and she's a millionaire. It's just epic. Like, and she's happy, and she's done that from 60 onwards. So it's never too late. It's just, you got to ask yourself, are you in the right vehicle that's going to allow that? So she had the same financial independence vision. Okay. She probably had a little bit of financial peace, which is good. And then she went after it at 62. So there's never a perfect time. You just go after it. But understand, it took her, 14 years. So it's not fast. It's slow. But you can do it, okay? So that when you are older, you go, God, that was a really good decision. I got financial peace, and then I went after it. And now I have financial independence and freedom, and I'm just loving my life because I just get to do what I want to do, right? So I hope this episode has been effective for you. I just want you to understand, I would prefer you to, if you haven't got any financial peace, do that first, okay? Then move to financial freedom, okay? So do that for me, and I think you just get a lot more clarity about how you're going to approach your wealth, okay? So if you've loved this episode, please share it on your Instagram or your Facebook stories. Share it with a friend. Send a friend this link or this episode if they need to listen to this. Because we're over 100 episodes now, I think. And there's tons of value in this podcast, and it's free. And you can send it to family members, friends, parents, whoever. It's G-rated. I don't swear on the show. I don't think I've sworn once. And anyone can listen to it, right? Your kids, I want to make sure we're teaching people everything about money they wish they'd learned at school, okay? So please share it. And thank you so much for leaving us a 5-star review. It's really easy on Spotify. You just click the star button, it's there. Click the bell button to get notified. Subscribe to the podcast, and you'll get notified when we drop in episodes. Got some juicy ones coming up. And also, we've launched on YouTube, okay? Now, my YouTube channel, it's... Remember, I've got a good gift at sucking at stuff and then getting better over time. So my YouTube channel is so new, it looks sucky. Okay, it's amazing what our team has done with the tiles. They've made it look so good. But my content, it's okay, I guess. But I'd love it if you could subscribe to YouTube. We've got about 450 subscribers there. It's different to this show, okay? And I'm sure you're going to love our YouTube channel. I probably didn't say it well, but there's a really amazing content on there that's longer form than this even, that I'd love you to go and subscribe to YouTube, okay? So if you go find me on YouTube, Lloyd James Ross on YouTube, you can actually subscribe to that and leave us a comment and I'll come back and talk to you there on the YouTube channel. And if you're not in our Telegram channel, I put stuff in there every day. It's lloydstelegram.com. Go there, and I drop cool stuff in there every day. You're really up to speed in there, what's happening. And once we hit certain number of subscribers on there, I'll do some free Zooms. It's gonna be awesome. So plug in, jump into our Facebook group, subscribe to the podcast. That's pretty much it, right? Do everything. And of course, grab my two books, Money Grows on Trees, book.com, Money Buys Happiness, book.com, are our two books. You get two complimentary coaching sessions with Mel and Mel, with that. And then you'll be subscribed to the emails as well. So hope you've enjoyed that episode on financial peace versus financial freedom. And thank you for listening to the show. I'll talk to you on the next episode of Money Grows on Trees.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Money Grows on Trees podcast. If you like the show, you might want to check out our book, Money Grows on Trees, which you can find at LloydJRoss.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, leave a review, and feel free to reach out to Lloyd on Instagram at LloydJamesRoss.